We're joined now on the air by Dr. Deb Stroman, who's a professor at the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, also a sports commentator both on and off the field. And we're talking today about what athletics can do and should do in terms of speaking out against violence like this and helping society, communities in the country move forward. Dr. Stroman, thanks for being here.
Absolutely, Aaron. It is definitely, it has been a very, very troubling 2, 3, 4 days around everything that's happening in America. And certainly the events that happened in Charlottesville are just horrific. Very troubling to me, being a University of Virginia graduate and still very, very much connected to the university. But when you put this in perspective in terms of sports activism, I have a number of things that I want to say. The first off is just thinking about who can speak in this space, who has that platform. And late last night, LeBron James, the MVP of the NBA, arguably the best player in the world, he spoke out. And he's causing a lot of attention, not only because of his voice and his platform, but he also referred to President Trump as the so-called president. And so as an athlete, who can speak? I think, number one, you have to be confident, and LeBron James has a history of speaking out on things that are related to inequity, injustice. Second, you have to be knowledgeable, and certainly he is that. I think he is a reader, a listener to the different social things that are happening in our country. He's not an athlete that just focuses on his sport. In fact, he's been quoted as saying that he's someone who wants to do more than just play basketball. He wants to use basketball as a way to change lives and to make America stronger and healthier. And then lastly, you have to be respected. And maybe that comes with his amazing basketball talents, but the way he's led the NBA players through different protests in front of the camera and behind the camera. So LeBron has confidence, knowledge, he's very knowledgeable, and he's respected. And I compare that to Colin Kaepernick, who chose to kneel during the national anthem. Colin was definitely very confident. He's definitely knowledgeable, perhaps even more so than the LeBron James as to different things that are happening to people across the world. But is Colin respected as much as LeBron James? And this is where you might want to put a question mark up. For those who are familiar with Colin Kaepernick and his work in social justice, knowing him as a Super Bowl quarterback, perhaps you might be more comfortable in the sense of respecting him off the field. But I think those three things, confidence, knowledgeable on a subject matter, and being respected are key. I'd also just mention that at UVA, Coach Tony Bennett, he recently released a statement, and he spoke about the diversity and unity that is necessary to have an effective organization. Now, his organization is the men's basketball team, but he believes that when you have diversity and unity, beautiful things can happen. Also, the star player, Kyle Guy, he posted as well, talking about how he believes in all people, and he's very, very hurt that something like this could happen in Charlottesville at UVA. So we're hearing from athletes, definitely basketball in particular.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, and you made a bunch of really good points in there. One of them is just the extent to which if you have that platform, if you have that microphone in front of you, whether you're an athlete or a political figure, an entertainer, any kind of celebrity that people are watching, first of all, you can speak. And secondly, you almost have, I think, an obligation to. People will often say about political issues, oh, entertainers shouldn't get involved, they should just entertain, or athletes shouldn't get involved, they should just play sports. I think if you have that microphone, you have that platform, and you can make a difference for good, you should speak. It's just a matter of knowing and being aware that that microphone has power. That platform carries a lot of power and influence, and you've got to be aware of how you're using it. The difference between, and we were talking about this before we started, and we were talking about it on the air last hour, the difference between the pro-Confederate rally in Chapel Hill in 2015 versus this in Charlottesville in 2017 is that the white supremacists feel emboldened now in a way that they didn't before. And what is it that causes that? It's people with microphones who are speaking out in support of them and emboldening them. And it's on all of us, with or without big platforms and microphones, to push back the other way.
And I agree with you 100%. Definitely, this is a time that you don't want to be on the sideline, because that means complicity. And there are certainly enough great leaders who have made unbelievable quotes that have been, that have gone viral, have turned into memes and everything around. You cannot be silent. We need your voice. This is the way that white nationalists, white supremacists, people who push hate, that's how they get stronger, because they believe that they can scare us, that they can create fear, and that you'll stay inside of your home, and that you won't talk to your family and your loved ones, that you will just say, oh, they'll disappear, or they're not really talking about me. That's where we have to come together as a community and share our feelings and talk about what we need and how we need to promote love. You don't have to agree with all the different philosophies and different tactics and things like that, but we have to have a common foundation of love, and that everyone deserves an opportunity, and that we all support justice. One thing that we do have to be careful about in terms of the greater America is that we just can't point and say it's President Trump. We have to make sure that we separate presidency versus policy, because there are a lot of things that are happening right now that many people would argue, I believe most Americans would argue, that are not equitable, that are not morally right, that are policies and legislation that is happening while some people would say these are distractions, but things that are happening that are taking our attention away from policies that are being implemented that that go against our democratic freedoms and our way of life. And so, yes, we can look at President Trump and say we're disturbed by his comments, by his lack of action, or what he did here or there, or his tweets. But I think it's important for us as citizens of America to pay attention to policy and to get involved with the democratic process, which means starting with education and voting.
Policies and also other people, right? I mean, Donald Trump has said what he has said, and other people are also saying the same thing as well. And those people are emboldening white supremacists as well.
Yes. Well, when I think about athletes having the courage like a LeBron James, I'm also reminded of what could happen to them. And so there's no doubt you have to have that confidence, because you know you run the risk of losing some of your fan base. So it's going to be interesting to see who will rally. And I know it's months away, but who will rally behind LeBron James when he steps out on the court for the first time for an NBA game. The NBA is very unique in its leadership, and that Adam Silver and the previous commissioner, David Stern, they definitely supported a players' league, so to speak, so that they could have the platform, and they knew that they didn't face any type of negative consequences, where some will argue it's complete opposite for the NFL, where if players speak out, they run the risk of fines or being benched, or, as we know with Colin Kaepernick, possibly even being blackballed and not allowed to even enter the league and play. The other consideration is ticket sales. So as an employee of a professional sport league or even college, are you going to affect your employer? Will those ticket sales decrease, or would they increase because they believe that you are an athlete who is about social justice? So that's an interesting perspective. And then lastly, I want to make sure that it's clear that there are not only black athletes who are speaking out. There are white athletes, professional athletes, who are very concerned and making comments as well. In particular, UVA graduate Chris Long, he's been on, I guess you could say, President Trump's case for a long period of time, but a former All-American at Virginia, now NFL football player with the New England Patriots, and more recently his brother Chris, who's an offensive lineman with the Chicago Bears. But again, this is a sense of unity where we have black and white athletes speaking out against the tragedies and certainly the tone of American politics right now coming from D.C.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, Kenan Flagler Business School. And before we let you go, I got to ask, because UNC is getting ready to start classes again in less than a week. People are coming back to campus. We've got a Confederate memorial on campus still that's been controversial for many years. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger issued the statement earlier today saying Chapel Hill is not going to tolerate this sort of white supremacist speech, but there's got to be concerns about school starting up again. What's going to happen? What are the thoughts on campus? And I mean, not even just yourself, but what are people saying? What are people thinking with school getting ready to start back up again?
Well, there is no doubt that Silent Sam, the Confederate monument that sits on main campus, has bothered a lot of people over a number of years. So this is not new. Now, we do have a state law that does not allow these Confederate monuments to be taken down. So if someone were to act in that way, they would be breaking that law. On the other side, I think, and this is one of the, if you can say there's a silver lining in what happened in Charlottesville, is that people now want to come to the table and talk about how that law should be eliminated, that there should be conversation now about what we do with our monuments versus running the risk of some renegade group taking the monument down and possibly creating harm for themselves, as in doing it in a very unsafe manner, as Governor Cooper mentioned in his comments. So I think Charlottesville alerted the community that this monument, there needs to be discussion. Maybe there needs to be a committee form with Town and Gown University and the town of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and discuss what we should do with the monuments within our county. Again, not breaking the law, but we need to begin a process of whether or not it is the right time to do it and how is the best way to do it. I would hate for someone to get hurt in all of this, or again, some group that's been motivated by what Baltimore did and they're taking down the monuments in the middle of the night last night, or what happened in Durham when in broad daylight, one of their monuments were taken down. But I think we need to have discussion. That is imperative and it needs to happen immediately.
Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much.
Thank you.